And so John Oliver came in, a bit of history about how the department works, more work expansion, because we're getting new contracts. BA146 was a new one, and it was demanding more people. And the Saab 340, or at the time it was the SF 340, Saab Fairchild 340.
Propeller,
yeah. Yeah, twin prop, because it was meant to be a 34-seat aircraft. But I believe the licences for a 34-seat aircraft took it to a different category, so they came down to 31 seats, although it was still called a 340. And the lead operator, the first customer, was Comair in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So they wanted someone out there. They demanded someone go from the major companies, like the air landing gear, engines, airframe. So I went out there for about 6 months, lived in Cincinnati. But I had quite a good time there. It was they had a three-shift system, funnily enough, on the airport at Comair. Although the maintenance at night, flying in the daytime, they had to do that, I suppose. And they wanted me to cover all three shifts. I used to do a couple of hours here, a couple of hours, and then 2 hours in the early mornings. I didn't actually do too much because the product was very good. And a lot of it was training, training on repairing the propeller blades. So we had the propeller, what else did we have on that? Overspeed governor, PCU, none of which we could strip down or do any repairs on. It was all returned back to base. It was so complex in the practical ways of taking it apart and rebuilding it and testing it, of course. They wouldn't have been able to do it on site. Propellers are a different thing. They were they were not a complex propeller. They were one of the first simple ones that we actually designed and manufactured. But they did self-lubricate, I think is a word, or put another word, they leaked. And to my knowledge, they were still leaking years after I left there. So the blades were composites, glass fibre with a carbon fibre core. They used to suffer a lot of damage, particularly on the leading edges, which had rubber strips on to protect the blade. Well, the rain and the rubber didn't work too well. It used to bounce off it. You get a double bounce on rain, spatter, and it puts blisters under the fiberglass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of repair. So I spent quite a lot of time training up there.